Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Low.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Low right now.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much again for listening in and tuning into another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing with me, with your girl, Lo. I have a fantastic show set up for you today. I have a very special guest. Before I introduce him, I want to make sure that you guys continue to share, rate, and comment on my podcast. Those of you that have done that, thank you so much. It only helps me to make sure that I bring you guys quality guests as well as topics and subjects. So I really, really, really appreciate that. Okay. Now let's go ahead and talk about my guest. His name is Mr. Joe Fairless, and Joe is the host. He's the host of the world's longest running daily real estate podcast, The Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever. His career began in New York City as the youngest vice president of an advertising agency, to creating a company that now controls over $54 million worth of real estate. Joe's Best Ever podcast hosts distinguished real estate investors and entrepreneurs to share their advice and success stories. Past interview guests include Barbara Corcoran, as well as Robert Kiyosaki. Joe's new book, Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever, Volume 1, has been personally endorsed by Barbara Corcoran, and all profits are being donated to Junior Achievement of Cincinnati. So this young man is doing some things, and I'm really, really excited that he's a part of the show. Joe, welcome.
Thanks a lot. I love what a wonderful, this has been the best intro I've ever had. So thanks so much for that, and looking forward to adding some value to the audience.
Oh, you're more than welcome. So let's dig in. So let's talk a little bit about how you got started in real estate investing, how you went from that advertising agency.
I was investing on the side once I had some money. I started out as a junior project manager in advertising, and I was working on Madison Avenue right out of college, which means that I didn't have any money because I was getting paid less than minimum wage when you factor in the amount of hours I was working. But then I climbed the corporate ladder relatively quickly. I became the youngest vice president of a New York City advertising agency. And along the way, towards the latter part of that, I was investing in single-family homes. And I learned how to invest remotely. I was living in New York City, but I was investing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So as a result of that, I ended up teaching classes and talking to people in New York about what I was doing, because I had a bunch of friends who were like, well, how are you investing in homes while you're living in New York City? How are you investing in homes in Texas, and how are you even investing in the first place since you have a full-time job? So I started telling people about that, teaching a class in New York, and eventually I became apathetic towards my full-time job. I didn't feel like I was fulfilled, because I wasn't fulfilled, and I started learning how to invest in single or in apartment communities because I was making $250 a month on my homes, but I realized that was going to take a very long time to get to the level I wanted to at that point with that type of process. So I learned multifamily deals and read some books, then bought my first place in July of 2013, and now I control $54 million worth of real estate, and I have two apartment communities that are currently under contract, and that's not included in total.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. Now, you said you read books and pretty much self-educated yourself. So, my question is going to be, did you get a mentor? Did you get somebody to help you give you some guidance?
I did. I had a couple people, and there are pros and cons to that. Getting a mentor, I'd say the pros would be that, well, first off, I don't think we should get a mentor until we have the education about the business. If we're not well-read and we don't listen to podcasts like yours and mine, then we shouldn't pay for a mentor. We should get that foundation of knowledge first. Once we have that foundation, then I believe it's important to surround ourselves with people who are successfully doing what we want to do. And so pros and cons of the mentor relationship I had. Pro is I was able to learn a lot from someone who's currently or was doing the business and who had been there and done that. But then con, you are exposed to one person's philosophy, and it's important to have other people on your team who can have some, where there are checks and balances, who can gut, where you can gut check the approach that that one person's telling you, because we've got to know the right way, and one person's way might not be necessarily the right way all the time. The takeaway from that, because ultimately our conversation low is about how we can benefit your audience. And I think the takeaway for your audience is when you hire a mentor, if you get to that point, then make sure you have a couple other people on your board of directors or whatever you want to call it, just people you can call or text or email who will also help you with insight on the challenges that you're having, because you want to be able to have multiple people who you're surrounded with who will help you along the way.
Wow. I mean, that is golden. You know how they say you shared some nuggets? No, those were for real nuggets. So guys, I hope you're taking notes and replay this, because goodness, get the foundation first. That is golden. Because a lot of people do ask that question, and they just want to know, do I need to get a mentor now? Do I not need to get a mentor now? So I think you really just summed it up nicely there. So let me ask you this other question. So how can people go from single family homes to large apartment communities? What is your thoughts on that, or some tips?
I'd say that the one tip is to be able to you've got to know your audience, and when I talk about your audience, it's your customers, right? It's marketing 101. You've got to be able to know the people who you're going to reach if you're going from single family to multifamily. And one of the things I realize is that it's a completely different business when you do that. So specifically, what you want to do is you want to, one, surround yourself with the right people, but then two, you've got to know that you can't approach your multifamily like you do single family. My homes that I have in Dallas-Fort Worth, they were just super turnkey for me. But the multifamily business, when I initially approached it that way, I realized that was not the case at all. Therefore, I needed to go and get more active in that business. I found that out right out of the gate, which was a hard lesson to learn, but it was a worthwhile lesson. So when you know who your audience is, meaning your tenants, your investors, if you bring in money, and you know how to approach it from a single to a multifamily, you're going to be set up for success.
Okay, that's good. Now, let me ask you about marketing. That's one of the things that I get a lot of questions on from my listeners, from my followers. You know, how do you generate leads? What's a few of the most effective marketing, ways that you generate leads for your business to get deals?
Well, the number one way I generate leads would be through the podcast, quite frankly. You know, it's the world's longest daily real estate investing podcast. So by, you know, generating the leads from or by getting the podcast out there every day, then I get a lot of leads coming from that. But that's a long-term play. I mean, short-term, it's building relationships through meetups that I have in my market, and it's building relationships through the people I know and I've come across throughout life.
Awesome. Yeah, the podcast for sure is long-term. And you have to network. A lot of people don't like that. They skip that. You have to get out and talk to people, and you have to connect with people. So I definitely agree with you on that. Share one of your all-time favorite books that you've read.
It would be Crucial Conversations, which is a book on how to navigate tricky situations when the stakes are high. When you do that, when the stakes are high and opinions vary. So when you ultimately in real estate, regardless of if we do single families, multifamilies, flipping land, whatever, there's going to be some issues that come up, and those issues are going to be need to be resolved in some form or fashion. We got to focus on the solution. Therefore, having a book, reading a book like Crucial Conversations, it allows you to be prepared for when the stakes are high and opinions vary, how to approach it.
Awesome.
And by the way, the answer to that is you build a mutual purpose, or you find the mutual purpose that you both have, and you build up from there. But highly recommend reading the book too.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks for sharing. Also, what are you reading now, if I may ask, if anything?
I am reading actually the I'm reading a documentary, or excuse me, I'm reading a biography. Seems like a documentary, a biography on Alexander Hamilton, because I've learned more about him through my mom, actually, and she told me that this biography would be a good read, and it's fascinating to hear or to read about the problems that he had to overcome as a young kid, with his dad leaving them, his mom dying from some sort of virus, and then cousins leaving after he was sent to live with them. I mean, it's just an inspirational story about him and how he ended up being a founding father.
Wow. Interesting. I wrote that one down as well. What has been your biggest challenge, I guess, you've faced since you've been an investor, real estate investor?
I'd say when I, just the first deal, the first deal I did as a multifamily investor, because it was a brand new territory for me. So I learned from that, learned a lot of hard lessons from that. One is difference between occupancy and economic occupancy. Occupancy is people who are living there. Economic occupancy are people who are paying to live there. Huge difference. Knowing that's a distinction among many other things. I'd say that would be probably one of the biggest lessons.
Okay, awesome. Now, if you can share three things with the listeners, because, you know, the name of the show is Take Action. I'm always talking about taking action and want my guests to share. What are three tips that you can share with my listeners to help them take action, that want to get started in this real estate investing business and have success? What are three things you could share with them?
Well, I'd say one would be to identify what your goal is. And this might not be groundbreaking, but it doesn't have to be. It can just be effective. One, identify what your quantifiable goal is. So what do you want to achieve? What number do you want to achieve? Maybe per month or annually, dollar amount. How much money do you want to make every year or within 12 months? And by when, so put a date next to that. Number two would be, once you identify that, then identify what will happen if you don't reach it, and what will happen if you do reach it, what will happen to the people who you love and care about if you don't reach it, and if you do reach it, and what will happen to you if you do or don't reach it. And then three is, this is assuming you're educated on whatever you want to do, then read a book on the topic and reach out to the author. As simple as that. I did that when I was getting started, and that's one of the consultants that ended up hiring.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Now, Joe, how can people get in touch with you for people that are interested in connecting with you? Definitely, I would encourage everyone to go and download and add to your iPod, just everything. Joe's Best Real Estate Investing Ever podcast. It is fantastic. And he has a wealth of knowledge, guests that are sharing just some fantastic information about real estate investing, just about a lot of stuff. But Joe, how can people connect with you?
Well, you can, I actually have a resources guide that I'd be happy to give to all of your listeners. You can email me info@joefairless.com, and you'll get a resources guide on apartment investing, which has a bunch of websites for market research. It has a bunch of books that I have read and personally recommend, has podcasts that I recommend on multifamily investing, and has a YouTube channel as well on raising money and buying apartments.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, that's info@joefairless.com.
That's correct.
Awesome. Well, Joe, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and to share with my guests. Everybody, I strongly encourage you to listen to this podcast again. And again, go and subscribe to Joe's podcast, as well as email him, info@joefairless.com. Joe, is there anything else that you want to share or leave the audience with today?
Nope, that's it. I appreciate it and really enjoyed our conversation.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.